Babylon pressure them globally. Yo, 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 yo. Turn the beat up, yo. Ready to turn the heat up. Can't fire them right until them get eek up. Certain things to me I speak up. Wicked man and heathen get weak up. Them fall the poor rat upon them eek up. But the bar, the fire come, the fire come, the fire come, the fire come, the fire come. But now Babylon, them want to use man as a slave. Look how hard we work and still no get to pay. It no make sense, them can't be brilliant. And I redirect the fire man a face. And them can't put it out. You should not box the boot from the ghetto, use them out. There ain't no escape because we block every road. And the east, the north, and the south.
Pull up the tune, pull up the tune. Large up, goody, booming up the shout box. Fingers crossed I can say hello. Hi, Key, are you there?
Rastafari, blessed greetings in the name of the Most High God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hear His Majesty King Selassie I, a Black King and Empire.
Blessed.
All of our blessings.
A blessed welcome goes out to you, High Key. Very big welcome to Reggae Space. Very glad that you could spare the time to be with us here tonight.
Yes, sir. It's good that Reggae Space could also have space for right tonight.
Of course.
Reggae Space, you know.
Yes, man. And it's good to see you on the base here as well, live in person, High Key. Big up to everyone who's listening in right now. Just make you know what I'll go on. Tuesday night, live interview right about now with High Key and Yendis. Where you there right now? You in Italy?
Yeah, man. Catania.
Catania.
Yeah, man.
How long you been over there?
Well, almost 3 years now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
So what make you move over there?
Well, family.
Oh, yeah, family
and
in Italy.
The work of a boy and same speed.
You have family in Italy?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I live with my wife here.
All right, okay, cool. But it's not where you're from, I'm sure that's not where you're from.
No, that's not where I'm from, but you know. We're from Mother Earth, and Mother Earth connected every side and angle. That's just true. Babylon are going like, say, Jaddy run some wire fence and say, boy, them people have to go over this and some have to come over here. So.
That's true.
We just see it on our heads, they don't want this. Same God.
Yes, man. Well, I was just running your tune, Fire Blaze, Prison Break Rhythm, and getting a good response in the shout box. It's from a little while back now, but it still goes down very well. It's a nice rhythm.
Yes, well, is it? Fire Blaze is a good tune, and I will be the first to recommend it, you know.
Yes.
I name Fire Cool Down and Fire Blaze, so from it hot it will remain hot, you know.
Yes, man. I'll go and run it again, make everybody hear it.
Well, Ike, I don't want to get to you with them worldwide, you know. Babylon's pressure them globally.
Yo, turn the beat up, yo. Ready to turn the heat up. Can't fire the bright and kill them get eek up. Certain things to me just speak up. Wicked man and heathen get weak up. Them fall the poor rat upon them eek up. But the bar, the fire come on a place until the end of them days. Run out Babylon, them want to use man as a slave. Look how hard we work and still no get to pay. It no make sense, them can't liberate. And I redirect the fire man on a place and them can't put it out. You should not box the boot from the ghetto, use them out. There ain't no escape because we block every road. Fire on the east, west, the north, and on the south. There ain't no joy when the ghetto youths are so far unemployed. That's how them living at the gutters. Guns are them ties, cause them have to hustle the fine bread and the butter. Anyway, you did them a go back. Politician no more, them not listen to none of your lies and none of your promise. When you talk, it's like a dog and to him own a vomit. You disregard the poor and only care for the rich. So get the youth, come people know it's lackness. And I don't give up, build another better, get out of here. Cause none of you will be standing when the smoke clear. Right now, get the youth demanding that you get out those tears. Where you sitting, I get the youth, you'll be there. Ready? And to the end of them days. But old Babylon, them are used man as a slave. So how hard we work and still no get to paid. It no make sense, them call it real. And I redirect the fire man a blaze. And them can't put it out. You should not box the boat from the ghetto, use them out. There ain't no escape because we block every road. Fire in the east, west, the north, and on the south. Hey, the harder
Big tune, big tune, big voice. That's right. Big up yourself, Andrea Louise. Large up yourself, Jamila. Big respects everyone listening in right now. Fling out the link right now. Click on share. Make everybody know while going. Reggae Space, Yendis, live in conversation with Heikey. Big up yourself, Promotants, pumping the shout box with pictures and links. Heikey, this is one of your early hits, would you say?
Yes, yes.
When this one did drop?
This was from 2009. It's on a bass runner production.
Okay.
Yes. But a rhythm called Prison Break.
That's right, that's right. I rinsed out a couple before the Million Styles and the Michael Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been in the business. You've been in the business a little while before 2009. I know that. It started in Jamaica. How it go over there?
Well, those were the early days of brewing and grooming.
Yeah.
Well, you know, many people in the community here or wherever we go would say we're a big artist because we perform professionally, but from my angle, knowing what it is to be an artist and stuff, I just see myself as a little youth trying to get up in a spotlight, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't really even count those years as being in the business.
Okay.
I count those years as learning the business.
Right, right, right. Because you used to chant on a sound system or two or three or few?
Yeah, man, many sound systems, because the area where we grew up, in St. Elizabeth, there are many sound systems there, you know?
Yeah.
And like most of the big dance that used to be from like in the 80s, 90s coming up, they are from those era, you know?
Right, right.
So we would have like a wide variety of entertainment and sound systems, you know? In my era, where I grew, even Pepper District, you'd have like Dynasty Sound System, TikTok, High Grade, many sound systems up there,
yes.
You know? So, and they always keep like events, so we would always be there as the era artists, or upcoming era artists, as they would call us.
Yes.
You know, and they would always give us our opportunity to shine, you know? So
those were your kind of training years. Would you say that it's a useful thing to do, you know, to chat on a sound?
Yeah, but look, that I think that is what helped to make me even to face the crowd more.
Oh, right.
With not being nervous or being so used to it. Because it's like in Jamaica, when you can please an audience in Jamaica, even from your community-based events where that's the thing starts, that means it is okay, you can go anywhere else to perform.
Ah.
You know?
Because they're a tough crowd, don't
they? Yeah, because, you know, that is where the people who are used to you will find all the critics coming. Like, why? Him never did a ride the rhythm. Him drop off of the rhythm. Or where you get that the song from? you know?
They're not easy.
You know, so you have to make sure, say, whatever you present to them, it's like more of a hype vibration.
Yes,
you know, but and furthermore, difficult when you are a, like roots artist or a cultural artist,
right,
and you have to present yourself to these kind of people. You have to make sure that it comes good, you know.
Yes, yes, because they seem to respond more readily to
to the hype.
Yeah,
you know?
So when you come in with your conscious, you have to be on tip top form.
Yeah. So and. Those were like the earlier years of reforming. And then after being in the studios now, you know, my friend there, he would like teach me more about various rhythms, various notes and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Because he was a guy who could just sing anything he wants to sing.
So who schooled you in those skills?
Well, to DJ, that was my best friend Bentley Mattis. He was also a DJ, Skyland. Well, he still do it, but he doesn't really take it like to a professional level, as in he wants to make it as a business or what.
Okay.
Yeah, but very good, very skillful until today. I remember back in the days, like 97, 98, them times when even Bounty Killers them release, and the songs that we were doing from like 96 coming up, I was like, but this man could have clashed with Bounty Killer, Beanie Man, them.
Okay.
You know? Knowing, and even them times, really know depths of lyrical contents. Like, I know deep they are, or how just off the top they can come.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know? So we could really balance our kind of lyrics with the lyrics of the known artist.
Right, right.
You know?
Okay.
But so Skyland, he's the one who really started with me, because he was actually DJ. I was just his bridging, and he brought me to the studio, and then we realized that I could sing.
Okay.
You know, I could sing before, you know, because I used to be like church with my mom, my brothers and sisters.
Yes, yes.
And we do a lot of singing there.
Okay.
But to go to recording levels now and to take it to the world.
Yes, yes, yes.
They started grooming me that.
So when your voice got so deep now, when you first get that gruff voice?
Well, my mouth ever loaded up from the moment myself till now. I always get in trouble with this loud mouth.
Because it's a distinctive style, you know. I mean, there's a few people who have a deep and gruff voice, but you have a distinctive style with yours, isn't it?
Well, you see, the thing that I realize with this voice now, the more I relax, the better it comes.
Oh, right. You know? Yes.
And then I realized that this is not something I have to force or try to be like someone else or try to sound like. When I relax, this is my sound.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Because I do wonder, you know, some of them have such gruff and deep and rough voice. I wonder if they, you know, they deliberately distort.
Yeah, sometimes, even sometimes a rhythm might get some aggression out of you.
All right.
You know, it depends on the vibration of the music at the time when you, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you even listen to Whitney Houston, look how high she sings, and then there's this time when this kind of spirit grips her, and then this aggression comes out with melody.
Yes, yes. Rest in peace with Whitney.
Yeah, so I just say it goes sometimes.
Okay, okay. I'm going to play next tune. I'm going to big up Andrea Louise, who's in Germany. She's bigging you up.
Yes, man. Much respect to all the fans. Big up Dogs, same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Large up Dags. Big up Selector Dubfire, just reach on the
place. Yeah, man. Dubfire, Queen Easy, the whole works.
All right, you can
Reggae
see
that. Spears.
I'm going to touch another early tune from you, another big tune. We certainly like it round this side, Woman of Virtue.
Aye, aye.
Like it, you know? For the virtuous woman. Pure and courteous woman. Never hurt you, you know, woman. Out of many girls, cause she's a perfect selection. She keep her head high, no pride. You can step on stairs hard, yet me couldn't find an expand boom. So confident and independent, how she pull up her talent. Decent and eloquent, any time to represent. Whether day or night, she keep her moral conscience. She slide up Rastafari and she block her reverence.
Woman of virtue, may your bliss and preserve you. And keep your radiant light shining. If someone should hurt you, they would hurt mama hurt too. You truly are remnant so divine.
I'm gonna pull it out one more time. It goes out to all the women of virtue. Large up yourself, Dags. Big up Andrea Louise. Yes, man, they're sweet from this tune. Large up John Miller. You're in tune with Yendis in conversation with Heike live on Reggae Space. Don't move a muscle.
Like, you know?
As a matter of fact,
for the virtuous woman,
call uno brethren and uno sistren.
Never heard you, you know, man.
God not really start yet.
Oh my, oh my.
One out of many girl, gosh, she's a perfect selection. She keep her head high, no pride. You can step on stairs hard, yet me couldn't find an expand boom. So confident and independent, how she pull up her talent. Decent and eloquent, any time to represent. With a day or night, she keep her moral conscience. She slide up at the bar and she block her reverence.
Woman of virgin, need your bliss and preserve you. Gonna keep you radiant light.
Well, Haki, you say you start out your musical career in Jamaica, but did you release anything around that time, or did you, was it later you actually start to release tunes?
Well, we started release songs in Jamaica.
Yep.
But my first releases were in like New Zealand and Finland. That's where Woman of Virtue, the producer, comes from. Finland.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
that's strange, you know. Just to stop you there, it's strange when you're there on the island of Jamaica, you know, the birthplace and the hub for reggae for a lot of people, and you're going to New Zealand. You couldn't really find any place any further away from Jamaica.
Well, that's due to the work, you know, because wherever it is to start from, that's where it must start, you know.
Yeah.
Because if I am in Jamaica and not getting through to many producers there, but maybe I didn't eventually reach to the one in Jamaica who should, until now.
Okay.
But
so what is these it about producers,
I got a rhythm from one of them overseas, and I did some dub plates for a sound system.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, and they liked my voice, and they sent a couple rhythm just to try.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But I just let them have one try, you know?
Okay, but you're making successful music, whether, you know, they're producing New Zealand or Finland or elsewhere in Europe. Surely, you know, the producers in Jamaica could have seen the talent there and back you and give you the chance, but it never come out.
Well, you see, this is one next thing about Haki. I am a very cheerful person, and I can be very friendly.
Okay.
But then I can be a very friend that is far away, but yet close. Gavito?
Okay.
Yeah, and sometimes these producers, they will hear you, but you're a countryman. They want you to leave country now and come live at Kingston, where it's not even too nice to live sometimes, or where you should stay. You understand?
Okay, okay. Cause you come from, what is it, Pepper
in a way in a St. Elizabeth.
Okay.
Almost past central.
In the rural parts of Jamaica.
Yeah, Middlesex.
Okay.
So to travel to Kingston wasn't that easy either.
That's true.
You know, and I didn't have a car, so I'd have to take the bus, and I didn't have anywhere much in Kingston to stay, so...
Okay.
You know, I would normally stay in country and do whatever I can do in country, you know?
Right.
This is the result of it.
Okay, okay. And it's a different lifestyle, and I guess the music... music has a different flavor to the town Kingston.
To the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in my environs, it is easy to hold a vital spiritual vibration, because you are so far away from all the hustle and the bustle and right. the speed and the ignorance.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And the you know, so when they ask you to come to Kingston, you never really, you know, you never really go for that.
Yeah, I went, you know. I went, I made several dozen trips.
Okay.
You know, did some recordings, but you know, sometimes we're not even good to say some things still. Do you understand? But
yeah,
the difference with country and town artists. So sometimes it's better you just ease yourself and whatever comes, you know.
But it's a strange thing really, because you know, there's enough big artists that come from country and doing
but I'm telling you, there are a lot of big artists that come in, that comes from the country, but they don't have it easy. That is why they are big artists now.
Ah.
As they never have it easy.
Right. Okay, okay. Well, that's interesting. To, you know, the attitude that the town producers have to the country artists. It's not a, you know, it's pure discrimination, really.
So, and until now, I actually can say I never had a record that is what released from Jamaica.
Right.
At least one, a herb tune, Kochi Cup, from a bridge in Westmoreland. But apart from that, most of my releases are overseas.
Okay, well, that's interesting. It's and it's not unusual for Jamaican artists to look outside the island to get the backing and the support to release tunes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, but you see, when you're hard clean with what you do, and you do it in a righteous way for your righteous cause. Because then again, I never want to get, you know, the commercial part of the music.
Right.
Because I am a young man, but I have grown enough and had enough experience to see what commercialization is doing. You see?
Yeah.
And then when I check it, it don't make no sense, because you start as a good conscious artist, and just because of all this hype and this fame and hall of fame and thing,
yeah,
the artists stop doing spiritual music. They start moving different. That even the artist that you like so much, who inspired you so much to be conscious,
yeah,
you see him moving away. But then again, when I read the Bible, and I will see that even the wisest man will fall at times.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But you can't fall so much time.
Yeah, because it seems like the Kingston, the town producers, their agenda is different. They're looking at the hype and the more, it's be plain. There's some slackness and some violentic gun tunes that are coming out of some of the producing houses that don't really suit the station reggae space, and I'm sure it don't really suit you.
Yeah, because if I am doing the opposite of that, it doesn't make sense that I join.
Yeah.
You know, because I have been bad enough to be good now.
Right, I see.
Right. And I have experienced the bad and have seen the result of it.
Okay.
Even with kids.
Yes.
Many of my friends died.
Oh dear.
Many people who I know died. Right?
Yes.
And then the bloodshed still goes on. Why should I try to promote what I am running away from?
Yes. Well, it's funny you should say that, because we just get a message from Tragic, our next one of our DJs in the UK here out of Cardiff. He said 5 people shot yesterday outside Horace Andy's High Grade Studios.
Damn. Yeah.
Yes. These kind of news is...
You overstand. I never know that. And what I tell you right now, this thing with the violence and all of these things, I stay away from it.
Yes.
Because these are the result. And to be an artist that is being is supposed to teach people about righteousness and consciousness, if you involve yourself with gangs and violence just for the sake of money, it makes no sense even bother to preach anything.
Just
be yourself and sing your gun song as a gunman then. Because if you are if you complain about a movie, right, that the movie is this and the movie is that,
yeah,
and they are portraying this, that is the same thing you are doing with a song.
That's right. And the same way how the movie might influence young people and the people that watch it, so same with the tunes.
Look, I will always say this. Whenever a child starts infant school, the easiest way for that child to learn the alphabet is to sing it.
Right.
A, B, C, D. Yeah. Even when he doesn't know what letters are there, he'll sing that.
That's right.
So a child will learn a song as long as that rhythm or that melody catches his or her ears.
Yes. And it's the same with all the tunes them as well. And no matter,
understand?
You know, you have to be careful what kind of lyrics you're putting in the song, because the children will sing it and maybe even don't know what the lyrics mean, but they will sing it anyway.
You understand?
Right.
And you look, children are so very smart nowadays. They understand everything. This is where what was hidden from the wise and the prudent revealed to the babe and suckling. I have seen it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right now, even too much of the love song, they're not even interested in them. Because people get lost from righteousness through them claims that them know love. Or them cry over love every day, and them never cry over the Almighty yet. Yes. You understand?
Yes.
Almighty is love. He created love. So if a song is not saying anything about love or righteousness now, or get together, or let us stand up.
Yes.
And stand for righteousness and be as brave to do righteousness, as brave as we are to do foolishness.
Yes.
Then we listen to all of the song them now.
Well, I'm going to draw for a next tune that seems to follow on perfectly after what you just said. The track is entitled Self-Reliance. What are you saying to people with this?
Self-reliance is a thing that you must look into yourself, not only for possessions of what you can possess, like to work or what, spiritually,
right,
mentally, physically. And it's also a song to show that you are born on your own. You cannot depend on anybody else.
Okay.
To provide for you. Because you will end up doing things that you didn't even want to do, just to be dependent on such person.
Right.
Yeah?
Yes, man.
And sometimes it is saying again, better you get it done yourself. You get the best result.
Right. Independence, self-reliance.
Yes.
Well, big up yourself, High Key. Enough true word I speak. Large up all those people listening in right now. Big up Andreas.
That's not horrible.
Champagne, Climb No Trees, Conquering Lion Sound. Big up Dags and Goody. Big up High Key one more time. I Dreads on the bass. John Miller. Big up Linford Nugent has joined us. Norris Edwards. Panda's on the bass. Big up yourself, Panda. Promotions pumping the shout box with pictures and links. Queen Easy's joined us. Big up yourself, Queen Easy. Large up. Selector Dub Fire. Sister Seven Somali. Big up Tragic. Passing on the news from the High Grade Studios. Gonna listen to our next track here, Self Reliance.
Trample the wicked with me, Daddy, you know me. King Silas, me come your feet, execute. Trample the wicked with me, Daddy, you know me. Pull up and more life with the youth. You go, yo. Yanning in the wilderness, yanning in the wind and the strong tempest, yeah. Open up my heart to me fearless, but the wicked and the evil make careless. Cause who shall bless no man who curse? Although me Jah bless me, give thanks to Mother Earth. Plant up the food and the herbs, but the bread me put me on in a deep dirt. Cause I ain't on the pan Babylon, be nothing at all. And I ain't on the pen. No politician, no matter how the money tall. And I ain't no pretend to be Rasta. I a Rasta, my man. Self-reliance.
determination with the strength of the lion. I
feel
the happy bubble, mama, kickle up the whistle. So the youth, them want shoes and clothes and a bigger. Inflation, they pan the pinnacle. And them now give the youth, them nothing. So I just hold no faith, no hoping. All things will be great. Them only come up to rip off and scrape. So me a juggle pop the broom because me pick up the rake. And I, a block of reverence and hold me grounds. Don't go cross them fence, now step out of bounds. Now stray in a Babylon town. Me rather stay in a deals and plant weed behind the boundaries. I, now deep in fan Babylon. Be nothing at all. And I don't depend on no politician. No matter how the money tells. And I don't pretend to be Rasta. I arrest from my blood. Self-reliance, determination with the strength of the lion. I
cut down the weed and I keep. Why a big tune that, you know. A big tune, Ikey. What you say? Nah depend on Babylon, nah depend on no politician. Self-reliance, man.
Determination with the strength of the lion, I keep adding on.
Yes, man, yes, man. Some really serious and you know, lyrics that people can identify with.
Yes. That's why we say music is life. Because when you sing music, people are supposed to feel it and supposed to see it.
So you find it easy to make tunes, make lyrics, and put them to music?
Well, trust me, I don't feel brag nor boast nor nothing. I just write, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't even write; it just happens, you know. Right. From the moment the soul, the rhythm I hear connect with the soul, it just synchronizes. Yeah?
Okay. So sometimes you don't even bother with the paper and the pen?
No, because you see, it's a natural mystic flow. And only if you have the patience to always meditate, slow down sometimes, then you'll catch up on a whole heap of things and then you will just connect. When you synchronize with the elements, you connect.
Right. It's a spiritual kind of thing.
Yes, because that's why sometimes I know when I'm being a bad person. Okay. Because you don't find that connection.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So these tunes, they on your LP, because, what, you have a LP, Jump, 2009 or something?
Yeah, the album, Self-Reliance.
Right.
Yes, in 2011,
right,
yeah,
okay.
4th of February.
Okay, that's right, just last year.
Yeah, and True Sounds label from England.
Okay, and the majority of the tracks them produce in Europe and you said
yes,
New Zealand
yes.
And such?
Yes.
So you find you get on better in the Europe with the rhythms them and the producers them in Europe?
Well, the good thing is that the producers that I always work with here, most of them have linked with Jamaican producers and artists and all sort of stuff, you know.
Okay.
So they will more they know the feel of reggae.
Okay. So
it's not hard. And then again, sometimes I really turn the rhythms into reggae. You know?
Oh, okay.
Like if I get a rhythm, I sing reggae on it.
Okay.
So it becomes reggae eventually.
Oh, I see. So you have some input into the actual production in an indirect way, kind of.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because that is how you can get the best from a song. If you are there when it's happening.
Yes.
Or if you can have an input. Yeah.
So would you say that there is a difference, a distinct difference between Jamaican production and the rhythms coming out of Jamaica and those elsewhere in the world?
Yes, because, all right, it has turned into a business now rather than people who really love music.
Oh.
So the Jamaicans with that, which actually created reggae. It is more in their blood. They don't even have to think about it to play. They just play it. Because I play bass, I don't know how I play it. I don't know what to tell you, the first A, B, or whatever. Okay. I just play.
I see.
You know, but most producers abroad, so they will copy.
Yes.
As well as some will listen until they learn, or, you know, spiritually some people connected.
Yes.
That way, so they can, you know, as they say, every musician have six senses.
Okay.
Because not everybody can feel music.
Right, right.
You know?
I see.
So some when you find the six senses man now, then you know that man is a musician. So
okay.
You have various producers who with different fields. Because every studio you go, they have their own sound.
Yes, so, yes. You know,
every man has that sound that he thinks is the best sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you're quite comfortable working in Europe. You live in there for the last 3 years with your wife there, so you must be quite comfortable in Europe, yes?
Yeah, well, I would say I'm quite comfortable here. Yes, I would run back home to Jamaica.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. And this LP, the Self-Reliance, you have a good deal of self-creation. Most of the tracks, I believe, you write yourself. Is that right? Okay. And one and two collaborations with some artists.
Yeah, but the collaborations, no. The other artists do their part. But all my parts, I did them.
Right. And I believe you're working on some videos as well for some of the tracks. I see one video for Woman of Virtue.
I have two videos out now, but I am looking forward to doing some more videos. Right now, I've done a collaboration with Jaka, an Italian artist.
Okay.
Yes, he's a very good artist here, and we did a song, "You're My Guy." I think I sent that song to you, right?
Yes, I got it to play in a little while.
Yeah, we are to do a video for that song shortly.
Okay. Because so, I see one video of Woman of Virtue.
Yes, that is there. And there's one for the Dub Attic also.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I'm going to draw for one of the collaborations from the LP. This one's with less than Luciana and Brigadier Jerry. How did this one come about?
Why, it's like... See him, my virgin there, Gabriel from Reality Chan Productions.
Okay.
He's the one I did Goodness Gracious with, Higher Heights. Yes, and he sent us that rhythm.
Right.
In Jamaica, and we saw the rhythm, and then my previous manager, we were there, and we said, the rhythm are too bad. Like, the rhythm extremely nice. And we say, all right, we're going to put some different flavor into it. And then we think about the collab. And then I was wondering, which artist? Then I said, no, man. Original style, this rhythm needs. We link Luciana and we link Brigadier Jerry.
Wow.
And they were so very, very pleased to do it that I felt that love. You know, so it became a great song.
So was it one of those where the trio, you in the studio one time, or
no? Well, I did my part, then I went to Lucian and he did his part, and Brigadier did his part in New York.
Okay. All right.
Because when we were, he didn't have much time in Jamaica when he came there. He just came to do a show. So. And he went home before time that time, so
okay.
He couldn't get to go to the studio. We were also supposed to shoot a video.
Oh.
But that also is in the pipeline.
Okay.
So.
And now this LP dropped just last year. People can buy it. It's available online, I guess. Is that right?
Yes.
So we have some links going through the shout box.
Yeah, man. And the links are easy for anything of high key. Once you Google Heike, you'll find all the links.
Okay. And you will also find the videos, them.
Everything. Just Google Heike, you'll find everything.
And just while you're there, you're right, just put in High Key because it's a unique name. Where that name come from?
Well, this is another story. Well, as I tell you already, I was bad enough to be good.
Okay.
When we started doing like DJ, we used to do like gun lyrics and many of them tough gun lyrics, but them times we had think about could clash any artist. So we write many of them songs, and that time my name was Mischief.
Mischief.
Yeah, so yeah.
Okay.
And then once we watched this movie, what was it again? I think some Bruce Almighty or something like that, and then we saw something about it. God in their name Loki, and like he's the god of mischief.
Okay.
So we say, all right, we we'll change it to Loki. You mean god of mischief? So you know, it's like we took it to another level.
Okay.
You know, like mischief wasn't bad enough, so we took it to the higher level, the god of mischief. You know, then we say Loki. But when I went in and I really start getting into the studio and really see that producer, he was mainly into roots rhythms.
Yeah.
So he would like we would always hear roots rhythms. So I always started to have to cut my vibes down because I used to DJ very fast.
Yeah.
So I tempo down now slowly now and start doing like the culture music, and then it starts feeling so spiritual. I look at the name again, and even my friends would look at it and say, boy, even Bigatan, I think you know Bigatan, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, man, and Bigatan would do their reason. He say, you know if your name is Low-Key, man, High-Key if your name.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Then, you know, we go find it out again. So High-Key means might and power, so we just make it stay right there. So.
Yeah, man, that suits you much better. All right.
Yes, sir.
Make we listen to the track, Babylon System Collapse.
Just said the meek shall inherit the earth, and him never yet come back upon him earth. That's why High Key Lucian and Brigadier Jerry come here. We make Babylon splurge. Say Babylon, them get season cramp up. Yo, them can't touch a rasta seal and stamp up. Them have to break the shackles and the feeble handcuffs. Now we judge my point in a cue, Babylon. Let me see your hands up. You're going down, I see your kingdom collapse. The system slowing down, your program, them crash. Say I see as the true Babylon, no evil catch. But if you can't take the bombers up, we got some
problems. Oh boy, I know you right when you said the rhythm sweet. Who make this rhythm? Yeah.
Reality Chant Productions, right. Gabriel.
A big rhythm and a big chant from High Key Luciano Brigadier Jerry.
Just said the meek shall inherit the earth, and him never yet come back upon him earth. That's why High Key Luciano and Brigadier Jerry come here. We make Babylon splurge. Say Babylon, them get season cramp up. Yo, them can't touch a rasta seal and stamp up. Them have to break the shackles and the feeble handcuffs. Now we judge my point in a cue, Babylon. Let me see your hands up. You're going down, I see your kingdom collapse. The system slowing down, your program, them crash. Classy and the true Babylon, no evil catch. But if you can't take the bombers up, we got your mama. Africa, we home wide, bound repatriation for the black. Now stay in a room, none at all, we don't stop. Organize and say one is the catch. Babylon will not take no brainwash. Boom, the Babylon kingdom shall pass away. I nasty in a room, not another
no,
day. Homeward,
no,
no, Mama Africa, man, my way. Reunited with my family. Babylon built the last of them foundation. Hide from the past, upon the future, them must seek. Provoke that rot, them just get away. Come a try to rock the earth from the meat. Hey. Babylon, you're going down. I see your kingdom collapse. The system slowing down. Your program them crash. Hey. And the true Babylon, not even catch. But if you can't take the bombers off, we got some of Africa. We homeward bound for creation for the black. Now slay in a room and a bell. We now stop on a continent for an island. Say, what is the catch? Babylon, we not take no brainwash. Come all about
Africa for the Africans. And that's what Marcus Mosaic say. Then how comes all you Ethiopians have gone astray?
Africa.
400 years in a Babylon is far too long. Now it's time for repatriation.
Babylon, you're going down. I see your kingdom collapse. The system's going down. Your program, them crash. Selassie, I'm the true Babylon, no evil catch. But you can't take the bombers up, we got the mama. Because we don't mind bone appreciation for the black. Now stay in a room, none at all. We don't stop a continent, far an island. Say, what is the catch? Babylon, we don't take no brainwash. But we got here.
Repatriation, oh, he's a mouse. Repatriation is a must. We don't carry no imposter, no shot and no knock. Only we are Rasta going to make this ya walk. In the Babylon, I suffer so hard. When we reach Africa, now stand. We can't take no bus, we can't take no car. You know, so we can't walk out the place too far.
You're moving down, I see your kingdom collapse. The system slowing down, your program them crash. Still I see on the show, Babylon, no evil catch. We can't take the powers up, we got your mama. We don't want bone repatriation for the black. Now stay in a room, none at all. We don't stop a continent for an island. Say what is the catch? Babylon, we don't take no brainwash. Boom, them no real, so them a fakes. And I watch the picture where them a paint. Them a only one like them a saint. Them a creatures and rip to beat. These guys with them pretty face are in a night. Them shift shape, another soul they lie in a wait. Boom, so I make them trick now restrict with keep on keep. They said look here, the little picnic. Why them a declare but keep the far egg by the victory. And prepare mama Africa for the youth. Now Babylon down in a history. You're going down, I see your kingdom collapse. The system slowing down, your program them crash. Selassie and the drum, Babylon no evil catch.
Boy, I'm tempted to make the tune run to the end, but time is pressing. I have to pull it and fade it down just a little bit. These are all from the current album, available right about now. Just do a search on Google or whatever your favorite search engine, and you will find it. And I impress on people to hit the links and make the purchase, support the things, because the things is good. I'm wondering now, you're working on a next release. What's in the pipeline for you?
Well, right now, presently, I'm looking at the book even now as I speak.
Okay.
I have 3 songs getting ready for next week, for this week.
Okay.
So I have 3 songs to voice this week.
Yeah. Okay, and who are you working with them?
Well, the one of this is... What is... It has become 5, excuse me. 2 is from a label in Germany.
Okay.
And 2 from here, 3 here in Italy.
Okay, okay. And this is... singles are going to be on an LP or just...
Well, eventually we might just... We have a lot of... new songs out, you know, and I have at least 52 releases all over the place.
Wow.
So alright, now I'm just going to have to just pick some songs and make an album, you know?
Well, you have 4 albums worth, so you
have 2 plus the song that I'm out of rhythms now. I have too many lyrics, they're ready for rhythm.
Well, that's a good situation to be in, don't?
Yeah, man. And right now, the thing is that I can start making some now because I'm here with my band now. I have a band now, Fikusatsa Band.
Right, I wanted to talk to you about that because it seemed like you're moving things to another level. Like,
well, it's always the highest of the heights, you know, because the most I always so if you push with all our energy. We him give way for do good.
Yeah.
And for line up yourself to do the work. Because you know the work need these things, so we have to get these things there going. But this band now, trust me, I have to give the most almighty thanks for all the members of this band because they are very great musicians, and for me little high key to come from Jamaica and be here playing with them, it's a very much of a great honor.
Well, it seems to me like your career is moving because, you know, over the recent years, things seems to be moving forward more quickly nowadays. Is that right?
Yeah, in a sense, because that is up due to the works that were laid before, you know?
Yes, of course.
You know, and right now, many fight go on, but me can't, me not have the time to pay the fight now, man, because if me pay those who are fighting any attention now, then the thing will stop. So I have to keep focus on this now, and each obstacle I triumph over, I use that to elevate myself spiritually, physically, and mentally.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So now,
but with this band now, this band comprises of five of us.
Right.
And sometimes we use like backing vocals, my good friend Ramona.
Okay.
And the drummer is from one of the top group here. He's Jasatsa from Arituska band with Roy Parch, you know, big man in the business, that good friend of mine also. Yeah, and then I have Fiko Satsa, Fiko Pala, that is my bass player. He is from Sud Sound System. You know about Sud Sound System, right?
Yes, he about Sud Sound System.
Yeah, and also Maestro, not just a keyboard player, a maestro.
Okay, okay.
From Sud Sound System as well. Excuse me. Excuse me. And then I have Enrico on guitars.
Okay.
Yeah, and nice group, man, and we do very great shows, I can confess to that.
So you're touring, you're doing tours, shows in Italy and and around, doing very well, I'm sure. Is it that you were using this group to make your records in the future?
Yes, because right now we have some rhythms that we working on also.
Okay.
Now we want to make our own stuff, you know?
Right.
But we also organize our own events at times.
Now, tell me what kind of, I mean, I know, say that some people would say you take a little change and move in a different direction. I'm thinking about the Dubatic and the Dre Mob kind of music that I will play in a short while. What kind of music you playing with your band?
Straight reggae music.
Right, okay.
Because anywhere we perform, and once they introduce us, they're like the band that plays straight reggae music.
right.
They always say that. And I can't pick up that band, straight reggae music. Because that is what we are making.
Okay. You know? And you're playing your release tunes, your hits, and some new things as well.
Yeah, like what I released recently.
Yeah.
No, what recently is released is also the song from with Jaka. It's also on his recently released album.
All right then.
So go. Yes.
Well, I'd like to. I don't want to cut you, but I've got time pressing on me, and I want to touch in because we get a good flavor of the reggae side of Kaikino, and I know say that there's a next side that I would like to introduce people to, because they may not be quite familiar with it, because there is this band that you're working with named Dubatic.
Yeah.
How you make that link?
Well, Dubatic is also with my drummer.
Oh, right, okay.
So he and this other guy, Davide, they play dub music live.
Right.
Yeah, and also with the bass player, Fiko Pala.
Right.
Yes, and so the drum, the bass, and the man with the dub thing, them, man.
Well,
we, because we are like good friends, so we were there and they had this rhythm and we sang on it, and then it just started right there. We start doing live dubs.
Right, because I'm interested, because we have a one or two DJs on this on our radio station, Reggae Space, who specialize in the dub kind of thing, and I know so they will love these tunes.
And we have many more. We are even planning to do an LP shortly also.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's have a little taste. This is Haiki alongside Dubatic, a track entitled Jalove. Glad to say that I dread he was, yes, he's still on the bass. I know, so this is just up his street, and he will love this one. Track entitled Jalove. Self, I dread. Big up Goody, Queen Easy, High Key, alongside Dubatic, in a Dub Voice style. It's a whole different fan base. Is that right? You're getting a whole different set of people loving your tunes?
Yeah, well, I love the place, this place, because the people here accept my music to the fullest. Well, I know that even some of them don't even understand what I sing, but
right,
the vibration, eh?
Yeah. Because it's not every reggae artist out of Jamaica or anywhere else in the world would go in the direction of dub in the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you must...
Yeah, but to me, every time I hear a rhythm and the vibration that that rhythm brings, it can make a... get so many different meditations, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you just put it out the best way you can.
Yes. Well, it seems to work very well. Your voice seems to suit this kind of music as well as the true reggae conscious music as well. I guess your fan base is going to be growing, and your friendship on Facebook. You use Facebook, don't?
Yeah, man.
Well, it must be full.
Frank got one profile full already. The other one soon sort out the way there. We have two fan pages. Two Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Dig, you name it.
Right. And you
sometimes may not even remember some of the passwords.
And you're comfortable with the internet and all them things there.
Yeah, man. Because you see, with this internet business, I learned from my mistakes. Man.
Okay.
Is a business, you just come here, do your work, and get going.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, yes, I'm really impressed because, you know, it's like a next string to your bow when you go down the dub route. You see me?
Yeah.
You know, but that's not all, because I know, say, you're working with some artists with I don't know what they call it. It's not the traditional reggae. Some people call it Caribbean pop. You know, the
reggae R&B.
Reggae R&B, you know, that's it. It's like the high key is so versatile, he can turn his hand to almost anything. Aso?
Well, you can call it jobless food inspiration.
Right. Well, certainly that the dub side of things, that for me, you know, that's hitting, you know, that's working well. I got one more tune I want to play, and it's again a next style of music, and features Dre Mob. Is that, I saw it go? Dre Mob,
Richie Innocent, and Dre Mob.
That's right. And how you make the link with them? Because again, it's another style.
Well, them original yard friend.
Oh, okay.
We grew up in the same place, you know.
Okay,
we grew up same community. We go shop in the same town. Right. We go to the same studios. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they are from St. Elizabeth.
Right.
Richie Innocent, you're supposed to know Richie Innocent also.
Yes, I hear the name.
Yeah, man, he has a nice song out there about Drugs for Gun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, man, I am that man. Good artist. He's somewhere in the US right now.
Right.
And Dre Mob in Jamaica right now, and we link up at the St. Best recording studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we and that engineer also, yeah, we're coming from way back.
So the two of you, the three of you take start in the same place, but you take different routes and come back and they cross again.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes, you know. Look at Richie Innocent is also a roots artist.
Right, yes. Well, okay. I'm glad to say I look at the shout box and I see all your links there, your Ice Tunes, your MySpace, Reverb Nation, in case you don't remember them all. Facebook,
many more
Twitter, Amazon, and thing. Because I want to impress on people to hit the links and make the link and sample the tunes and friend him up on Facebook if he have space in his profile. And thank you for being with us, because you know, you have so much tune on your list to voice. I know you're a very busy person at the moment. You seems to me that your career is moving in the right direction. Very glad that you had the time to spend with us.
Yes.
And I'm going to big up everyone who's been listening as well, because we had some people touch down recently. Tomatics here as well, big up himself. But this next tune, I got one more, and it features Richie Innocent and Dre Mob. I'm going to run that and give you the opportunity to big up who you want to big up. Okay then, Aki?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Hey, Dre Mob. You know, so they get to you, they know I'll kill and run. Them just need an opportunity for
that. Right, you reach in a century, man.
And still like it's so. Nothing I go up in the UTC. Nothing I go up in the UTC. Kiss it. in a scene, in a scene. Something I go on for the youths and it's nothing to change. Yet the youths not change. Till them life rearrange. Nothing to change. Get the youths not change. Till them life rearrange. Nothing to go on for the youths.
Alright, you see our next side of High Key right here. Yes, man, Dre Mob, Richie Innocent, High Key, if not Natchin.
Hey, Dre Mob, you know, so they get to you, them no want kill and run. Them just need an opportunity for
that. Right, Key, Richie Innocent, Dre Mob, and Silky Stone.
Nothing I go on for the youths in the sea. Kissy, in a scene, in a scene. Something I go on for the youths in the sea. It's nothing to change. Get to you, it's not change. Till them life rearrange, nothing to change. Get a youth not change. Till them life rearrange, nothing to go on for them, you know, see. Nothing to go on for them, you know, see. Nothing to go on for them, you know, see.
Them say get up is a state of mind, we tell them it's for real. And the state of mind, that's why the people feel how them a feel. Imagine 24 hours without a meal. When you think of that, 48 hours without a meal. And only that, 76 hours without a meal. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days and weeks without a meal. I struggle that, enough of them no know how hunger feel. Look how we no want to get to you to touch the steel.
If nothing no change, get to you it's not change. Till them life rearrange. Change. Get a new start change. Till them life rearrange. Nothing no go on for them, you know see. Nothing no go on for them, you know see. Nothing no go on for them, you know see.
That's why I hear them saying no ramp with them on you, ya. And them no prepare people, want a bright future. Prepare the way. Things no improve, you better prepare people. No use or abuse, boss. Prepare people. Oh, out a road, it no easy at all. Man no brain overload with the plume so tall. No earth no run, they none around you at all. Any more than earth, be here hungry youth. Them
if nothing no change, get a youth no change. Till them life rearrange, nothing no change. Get a youth no change. Till them life rearrange, nothing no go on for them, you know see. Nothing no go on for them, you know see. Nothing no go on for them, you know see. See, for the youth in the streets, streets.
For every cause, there's an effect, a dangerous effect. For every effect, there's a cause. There's no excuse in our habitual cause. We need a revolution for our minds, for genuine.
Yes, another big tune from the archives of High Key. Large up yourself, Selector Dubfire, Andrea Louise. Big up yourself, big up yourself, Goody. Enough respect to each and every one lending me their ears. Big up yourself, Queen Easy. Don't hear you yet. Yes, big respect goes out to you. I said this was the last one. I got one more I'm gonna play. That combination there, it's good to have this reggae R&B, and it has a positive message. I'm sure that's not unusual for you, but how important do you believe that is with the, particularly the music that the young people are listening to nowadays?
Well, that is it. Since this is the music they want to listen to, we will still put consciousness and upliftment onto those within us.
Yes, yes.
And they will dance and they will sing. Because we will put it in a way that they must sing.
Yes. And
because a youth that hears this, if not not change, then the youth not change. You love that, you know?
Of course. Of
Which
course.
Is also ironical, and at the same time it's real.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
because too much of the modern pop, reggae pop music is not positive. It's not it brings people down much before it rise people and build people up. And I'm glad to hear a lot more of the artists that used to be heavily into the glamorizing of violence and gang thing. They're changing their lyrics now, and you know, coming with something more positive. I don't know why that is. Maybe they just realize that, you know, without a change, things will, you know, go down the drain. Maybe it's the government in Jamaica that clamped down on the slackness thing. I don't know. But whatever it is, you know, it's a good sign. You think so?
Well, it's a very good sign, because what is wrong with being clean and pure?
That's right.
There's no one there preventing you from being clean and pure. But there is always, even the same force that caused you to be bad is fighting against bad. Yeah. This music, and even the artists themselves sees that it was breaking them down also.
Yeah.
Because it highlights them in the media. And what are they being highlighted for? Violence.
Yes.
Nudity.
Yep.
Immorality. And for being the dons and this and that. What kind of don is to be painted with this kind of picture? Yeah.
You know, the way I think it, I see it is that, you know, every time they big up the gun or big up the a gangster, you know, they're one step closer to being the victim.
You understand?
Yeah, man.
And you see, that is one thing with these youth nowadays. You build them up, then break you down.
That's right.
You understand? So the only way you can build them up and then keep up with you, unless are good things that they build them up with.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And you mentioned...
And how comes you want to spoil everybody else's kid, but your kids must be grown and be mannered and be proper?
It don't go so.
You understand?
They live what they see. You know, children, them follow whatever they see.
But because they can afford to curve their child the way they want them, but what about the poor parents whose kid is so naive that they actually do some of this stuff? Because sometimes it's not even about violence that is causing the problem, you know. It is about the hype, the bling, the vanity.
Yes.
The money in the pocket every day and the flossing.
Yes.
What wise man would get up every day to go to the bar to drink and floss? And you have many girls, like 40 girls for the week. By next 40 months, you have no use to yourself.
That's right.
Because the liquor spoil you, the girl them spoil you, and all of the whole heap of this and that spoil you.
Yep.
Yeah. So then again, the youth know them want to get rich by a man because it in our artist song.
Yeah.
And any women, the money them here, go for it. Oh. And any home, any means, any necessary.
Yes.
You know? Yes. These are the words that they hear in songs. Any means, any necessary, anywhere, anyhow.
Yeah.
No matter who. Old, young, crippled, blind, deaf. You know?
Yep.
So sometimes it's not even the violence that they sing that creates the violence.
True.
It's the need for vanity. Yep. And they are not working.
Yep.
A youth 25 years old, why should he want to be rich and have 10 plazas when he hasn't even started working as yet?
Yep. Probably didn't.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, when I was even younger, before all this hype thing, I knew this hype thing. The people who used to drive past in the Benz and the Range Rovers were the white haired man.
Right.
Those who worked from they were a boy. And now they are enjoying the fruits of their labors.
Yes.
But why should I be born yesterday with nothing and in the next 18 years I want to be the richest dude?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, man.
No man not influence no man for work. Then I'm going to just tell them to get rich. How are you going to get rich?
Well, they have to lick down Miss Matty's shop.
Yeah.
All right. You did mention a tune earlier, the one you did with Jaka. Tell me about this one now.
Well, Jaka is another artist from Italy. He's doing well here. Jaka and the Fireband.
That's what them call him.
Yes, yeah. He Jaka and the Fire Band, just like Haiki and Fiko Satsava.
Okay.
You know, and he got this song and he just, you know, from the first time I came here in Italy, he was the one that I did that show with. Very, very nice show. One of the best shows I had here.
Okay.
See, I don't know if I will have another show here like that, which I hope also. But we talk from that time because of the vibration we had on the show, and see that we can work very well together. So we decided we must do a song also. And finally he called me once and said, I have a rhythm. And we just made a song.
Okay. Well, let's hear that track. It's entitled You're My Guy, Jaka, alongside Haiki. Boom,
well, Haiki and Jaka, I will tell you.
Big welcome, Caribbean Queen.
Cool. Got a post that I live there. On the bread of life, you know?
Yeah. You're my light, spreading the rays that are shining in the darkest night. I'm feeling so high, high, so high. You're my guide, dispelling the clouds, even in my darkest night. I'm feeling so high, high, so high. In what a wonderful world we live, if we were free as light. When we don't think or fall into an ordinary vision. Yes, when we know where we go. So just stay chill out and relax, just like the river that flows.
Yes.
You are my light.
You're my light. Sweet
your eyes that are shining in the darkest night. I'm feeling so high, high, so high. You are my guide. Dispelling the clouds, even in my darkest night.
Sweet peace and security. He lives within me, that's for surety. Doubt of doubt I see, but Jah removes the obscurity. Now it's all clear to me. I must give Jah his glory. Keeps my heart singing on in sweet melodies. So I keep getting on with these memories. But I'm feeling so weak. Jah gives me the energy to crush and trample all the enemies.
You are my life.
You're my life.
That are shining in the darkest night.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling so high, so high. You are my guide. Dispelling the clouds, even in my darkest night. I'm feeling so high, so high.
Well, that's a nice mellow vibe on that track there, Haiki. Even put on your singing voice. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
That's so nice. That's so nice. So tell me, anybody you want to pick up before you leave us?
Yes, I. First and foremost, you have to get your big up big time. Yes, again, this, you do it again.
Respect, King.
Yeah, man. The entire Reggae Space family, Queen Easy, Dogs, Goody, Lionessa Judah, what is it? Misty 66. Selector Double Fire, Smiley, everybody, enough respect, and the rest of people, them where we know, so them tune in and them out. Big up on yourself every time. Big up to all the little youth, them first, and not put them a last neither. Little kids, look, we take care of them, please, and grow them in a way where. I feel them future. The future is not ours. We are going, they are coming.
Yes.
And we must prepare a way for them because we are responsible for them. Right?
Yes, man.
And until you die, you are responsible for a kid because you are always a parent.
Yes, yes.
See it? That the more left for the people, them.
Yes, man. Well,
are you? Would I chat one little piece of sitting, you know?
Go on, then.
Give praise, give Jah praise. Dash where the dirty ways, so to make the devil have you as no slave. Went up a right one, and a better incline your ears. At the righteous fire, I ablaze. Boom, give praise, give Jah praise. Dash where the dirty ways, no make the devil have your soul at stake. Seek eternal life within Zion gate. You follow the things of the world, then you must go to waste one. Free up yourself from corruption. No follow the devil with them lust and seduction. Live honorable, heal Jah, and never trust man. No get caught up in on them bang ranks. It enough, man. Sell out them soul and now a brag pon them riches. Them dash with them queen and gampar with the bitches. Not just Jah no more, them visit Obeman and witches. Ungrateful and wicked, them a go fall in a the ditches. Give praise, dash with the dirty ways. Now make the devil have you as no slave. Went up a right one and a better incline your ears. At the righteous fire we have blaze. Bow, give praise, give Jah praise, give thanks, reggae space. Now make. See ya.
Wickedness, man. Off the top of your head. Oh, man. You got the vibe, you know. You got the vibe.
Big respect. Yeah, a fire will come for that, you know.
Yes, man. Well, I have to say.
Whether they want to take it as style or fashion, I'll just say it again. But there is always a message in the song.
Yes, man. More power to you. I feel say your career going to move from strength to strength. And just carry on doing what you do and steer away from the ones that are keeping you back. And everything will be rosy, man.
Yeah, man. No one's not keeping back, you know. We have to keep back ourselves, you know, fire.
True.
Because from you know where your soul is at peace, you can tread free. Yeah.
Yes, man.
You won't have to hide. They will have to hide from you.
Yes, man. Well, more power, as I say, to your works, and I'm looking forward to watching your career move on from strength to strength. And thanks for your attendance here tonight. It's been great listening to your music and listening to you. And you have enough true words to share with the people. And dash enough fire for the evil them.
Yes, and this office work. Big up my wife. Big up Sister Farai Street.
All right.
I have to give thanks. Enough work share the same speed, you know. Because enough things were going, she'd be up there for forward, but she just love easy run on the back page and the thing going, you know.
Yes.
So enough respect, the humblest lioness.
Well, you have a good evening. What's left of it? Got a few minutes left in my show here.
Yes, man. Caribbean. Enough respect, queen. Brother.
Yes, enough respect.
Jah love and bless it.
Yes, respect goes out to you.
Ah, that's it.